Measles was something Ireland was close to eradicating, with cases in single-digit figures for the past 4 years. Now cases are on the rise both here and across Europe, and Ireland this year recorded its first measles-related death in 24 years. So why is this? Let me explain.
Let me explain with Sean Defoe, a News Talk original.
Hello and welcome to Let Me Explain. I'm Quisha Connolly, filling in for Sean Defoe. In this episode, we look at measles. What is it and why is the virus spreading again?
If you're in a room with somebody who has measles, if you're not protected and have no immunity, and there's 10 of you in the room, 9 of you will probably get it.
And it's not a virus you want to catch.
It's a very nasty condition. At the very least, it will make you or your child feel very unwell for at least 2 to 3 weeks, but it could make you long-term disabled or it could indeed kill you.
At the time this episode was recorded, in April 2024, there were 10 confirmed cases of measles in Ireland so far this year, compared with 4 in the whole of 2023. The 10 confirmed cases in the first 3 months of the year is almost as many as the 11 that were recorded in the past 4 years, between 2020 and 2023. There were no cases recorded in 2021 and just 2 in 2022. On top of 10 cases this year, the Health Protection Surveillance Centre says 20 other cases are currently under investigation. Christine Losher, a professor of immunology at Dublin City University, says measles is a very easy virus to catch if you're not vaccinated.
Mostly importantly, it's pretty much the most contagious virus we know of, way more contagious than flu or COVID or any other viruses that we know of. So there's a really high chance that if you're exposed to somebody with measles and you have no immunity and no protection, there's a 90% chance essentially that you will get it. So it's extremely contagious.
And unfortunately, the first signs of measles can be quite mild, and someone who has the virus may not realise they have it and how easily they can spread it.
The early symptoms of measles are very much like cold symptoms, runny nose, sneezing, coughing. There's a lot of expulsion of air droplets with virus in them from the person for the first few days before they realise they have measles and they might think they have a cold. So direct contact by they've been blowing their nose or they've kind of, you know, they've coughed into their hand and then you're in contact with them, you shake hands, you touch them or whatever. Same as kind of with COVID. But the air droplets can live in the air. It's an airborne disease. They can live there for a couple of hours, which means that if you're in, whether it's a small space or a large space, as soon as somebody starts coughing or sneezing out those droplets, you're exposed while you're in the room.
Other symptoms include a fever, swollen eyelids, and a rash that starts at your head and spreads to your whole body. GP Dr. Dennis McCauley tells us what it's like to have measles and how serious it can be if you get it.
At the very least, it will make you or your child feel very unwell for at least 2 to 3 weeks, but it could make you long-term disabled or it could indeed kill you. We've been very fortunate in Ireland that measles has been essentially eradicated since the late 70s. And in my professional career of over 40 years, I've only seen it on a few occasions. But the important things about measles is that it's highly transmittable. It gives a very significant illness. It sometimes can make a child or an immunosuppressed person very unwell. It is very nasty to actually experience this infection.
Professor Christine Losher says the MMR vaccine is the most effective way to tackle the spread of measles, but Ireland's current vaccination level is not high enough.
At the moment, we have about 90% uptake of the vaccine in Ireland. It's probably one of the lowest in Europe. There's lots of reasons. Some of that might be a bit of a COVID hangover. You know, there was a lot of children that would have been getting a second dose of an MMR when they were starting school at about 4 or 5 years of age. They missed that because school wasn't on. Vaccine program didn't run in schools. We tried to do a catch-up program afterwards. Maybe it didn't catch everybody. We have a lot more people that are living in Ireland now that weren't before. So we've got a lot more people living here now from other countries. They may not have had a vaccination program in their home country, and therefore we're trying to catch up with them in terms of vaccination. So there's less uptake in Ireland, but that's pretty much across the board in Europe and globally that we don't have enough coverage. So last year in Europe, there was about 2,500 cases of measles. So far in Europe this year, and we're only in our third month, we've had over 3,500 cases. So there's a massive increase in case numbers. Huge amount of that is to do with lower numbers of people being vaccinated, which means that the virus has an opportunity to infect more people.
And this is how the MMR vaccine works.
the measles vaccine is really good at priming your immune system to have this really high level of immunity, and it switches on other killer cells. So when you're exposed to somebody with measles, you've got these memory B and T cells. They make loads of antibody, they're killer cells, and when you're exposed to the virus, they work immediately and prevent the virus from taking hold and causing an infection.
Professor Loscher says those who've had the MMR vaccine are extremely unlikely to ever get measles.
The vaccine is almost 100% effective. It's an excellent vaccine. It's 97% effective at preventing you from getting infection if you're exposed. And I think that's a really important point, because with some of the vaccines like influenza vaccine and COVID, their effectiveness might be a little bit less than that at stopping you getting the infection, but really good at reducing your severity if you get the infection, whereas measles is 97% protecting you from actually getting infection if you've been exposed to measles. So it's an excellent vaccine.
With measles cases growing and vaccination rates here declining, the HSE has launched an MMR vaccine catch-up programme to help curb the spread of the virus. Dr. Lucy Jessop, director of the HSE's National Immunisation Office, explains why those who aren't should get vaccinated.
There isn't such a thing as natural immunity to measles unless you've either had the disease or you've been vaccinated, even if maybe they missed out when they were babies or young children. Now is the time to come back. Now we have this free catch-up programme available both in GPs and in community clinics. We're really targeting the children, teenagers and people in their 20s. Those are the people that may well have missed out, and we've done some surveys and we realise that some of those people may not be immune to measles. So it's very important to get vaccinated now. So the GPs will be calling forward those who are under 18, who are registered with themselves. And then we today are opening a portal, an online portal. You can find that on hse.ie, and that will show you in your local area where your clinics are. We've done similar for COVID vaccines and HPV vaccines in the past. So you just book into a clinic near you at an appointment time that's suitable to you, and then you can get the vaccine free of charge.
However, those born before 1978 don't need to put themselves forward for an MMR vaccine, as most would have already had measles as a child and are therefore immune. Dr. Dennis McCauley says the MMR vaccine is very safe. However, there may be some mild side effects.
It can give you a little mini measles after 10 days. It can give you, perhaps your child could have a slightly higher risk of getting an ear infection, and that is it. It is a very safe vaccine. So you're basically saying, I have the choice of giving my child a very safe vaccine and giving them complete cover from a very serious illness, or not giving them the vaccine and actually exposing them to, at the very least, if they get measles, a very severe and upsetting illness, potentially leading to a pneumonia or neurological or respiratory complications that could kill my child.
A now discredited study, which was published in 1998, has been linked with lower vaccine uptake and a reluctance in parents in getting their children vaccinated. Professor Christine Loscher says the misinformation had a significant impact, despite question marks around it, soon after it was published.
The misinformation you're referring to is in 1998, there was a paper published that said that there was a link between the MMR vaccine and autism. And there was absolute outcry in the scientific community very soon afterwards about the fact that the science and the evidence, the data wasn't actually there to support that. It really wasn't based on solid data at all. That paper was later retracted, and, the person who wrote it was, I think, ousted from his profession and his peers. The impact of that was not just in the realm of the MMR vaccine, in that there was a huge downturn in the uptake of the MMR vaccine, and there was a lot of outbreaks of measles and mumps and rubella, and a lot of children were hospitalized, a lot of children died, and there was a huge problem there. But the overflow from that was that there was a huge issue then with parents being happy and feeling comfortable in getting the other childhood vaccinations for their children. There was a massive impact of that misinformation. And I think now we're 25 years on, and we know now that, none of that was true, and that there was lots of consequence of that. And there will be lots of people now in their 20s who won't have had the MMR vaccine and will now be in a situation to be able to decide for themselves, based on the evidence that they would like to research and they would like to read. And they can be included in that catch-up program. And I think that measles has been traditionally thought of as a kind of a childhood disease. You know, it's only measles or whatever. But while the early symptoms of measles can be like a runny nose and a cold, once the rash hits in, I mean, essentially the virus travels through your bloodstream to your skin and your respiratory system. And in severe cases can cause brain inflammation, get an infection in the brain. It's a very serious infection. I think it's really important that people understand how serious it is. But misinformation has been detrimental to a lot of what happened with vaccinations through the late 90s and early 2000s.
According to the World Health Organization, about 83% of the world's children had one dose of measles vaccine by the time they turned one, which is the lowest level since 2008. Globally, it's estimated that vaccination helped to prevent 56 million measles-related deaths between the year 2000 and 2021. More details about the MMR vaccine catch-up program and the symptoms and treatment of measles can be found on the HSE's website. Thanks for listening to this episode of Let Me Explain. It was produced and presented by me, Quisha Conley. The series editor is John Keogh with Lachlan Hart on sound. And don't forget to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.